Now I've got a song here which is it's almost a hopelessly trite melodrama with one saving fact that makes it, well, it makes me like it very much. This young girl goes out in search of adventure. She sure finds it. And the only thing that keeps it from being a hopelessly trite melodrama is that she wasn't out to save a dear old daddy from prison or her old mama from starvation. She was just out looking for fun. And as I said, found it. I had an argument with a very good friend of mine over this song, and she said it's a terrible song. And I kind of like it. The name of the song is The Handsome Cabin Boy. I learned this song from a recording by Ewan McCall, who, by the way, sings it much more authentically than I do, and he's a very great singer, especially for things that come from the British Isles.
It's of a pretty female, as you would understand. Her mind being bent on rambling unto some foreign land. She dressed herself in sailor's clothes, or so it does appear. And she hired with a captain to serve him for a year. The captain's wife, she been on board, she seemeth in great joy to think her husband had engaged such a handsome cabin boy. And now and then she'd slip him a kiss, and she would have loved to toy, but it was the captain found out the secret of the handsome cabin boy. Her cheeks were like the roses, her hair all in a curl. The sailors often smiled and said he looked just like a girl. But eating of the captain's biscuits, this girl it did destroy. And the wasted swell of pretty Nell, the handsome cabin boy. Was in the Bay of Biscay, our gallant ship did plough. One night among the sailors came a fearful flurry and row. They tumbled from their hammocks, for their sleep it did destroy. And they swore about the groaning of the handsome cabin boy. Oh, doctor, dear, oh, doctor, the cabin boy did cry. My time is come, I am undone, and I shall surely die. The doctor come a-running, a-smiling at the fun. To think a sailor lad should have a daughter or a son. The sailors, when they saw the joke, they all did stand and stare. The child belonged to none of them, they solemnly did swear. The captain's wife, she says to him, my dear, I wish you joy, for it's either you or I has betrayed the handsome cabin boy. Then each man took his draught of rum and drunk success to trade. Likewise unto the cabin boy, who was neither man nor maid. Here's hoping the wars don't rise again, our sailing to destroy. And here's hoping for a jolly lot more like the handsome cabin boy.
Thank you.